So I just got back from Alaska, and it was sunny, believe it or not, and sunny like 24 hours a day, in fact. And it's good to be home, but when I first got up there, it was so quiet that I was kind of freaking out about it. It's too quiet. And I went on this kayaking trip with this guy named Sean, a friend of mine, and we had one guide with us. And we went out on a Prince William Sound, and we're by this big glacier. And we get to this glacier, and we're kayaking all around, and we were there for like 5 nights in the wilderness. There's nobody else around us. And the guy takes us, and the glacier starts calving, and that means when the pieces of snow fall off. And this wave came. We were stuck on this beach. It went over my head, knocked me down. And we were on the campground that night, and I was going, what the hell am I going to do here for 5 nights in the wilderness? I was so used to being around people that I really had an anxiety attack the first night. And I said, can you call the guy who dropped us off here and pick us up? I want to go where people are. I hate this. I don't want to be outside. So he says, Steve, there's nothing we can do. So I freaked out that night. We had this campfire, and I was just sitting there going, I know there's bears out here. So sure enough, the next morning, I'm in the tent. I haven't even slept. I'm freaking out. And I hear something walking around. And I look out, and sure enough, there's a bear eating raspberries right outside the tent, a black bear. And he just looks at me and goes, and I kind of looked at him, and I go, hello, to the guide. Can you help me out? And the guy pulls a knife out of his thing, a little kitchen knife, like he's going to kill a bear with it. I go, you don't have a gun? I'm screaming, you have no gun. I'm in the wilderness, and there's bears here. And the bear was cool. It just looked at us, and it kind of grabbed. I had a candy bar outside. It grabbed that and ate that. It was a Snickers. And then he just left and walked off. And then after that, I got really used to it, and we kayaked in Alaska. If you ever get a chance to go there, I highly recommend it. And while I was there, I made up this song because I was talking to somebody at the record label, and they said, what are you going to call your next album? And I kind of panicked because I couldn't think of a title, and I go, Hawaiian Songs That Don't Sound Hawaiian, because I thought that'd be a cool title. And they looked at me like, okay, Steve, that's real good. And I actually wrote a song called Hawaiian Songs That Don't Sound Hawaiian, so here goes.